Today's episode is a conversation I just had with TikTok expert Lasse Christensen. So a lot of artists have experienced that Instagram simply doesn't work as well as it used to. All of your posts don't necessarily get seen by your followers anymore. Artists ask themselves, okay, are there other ways, are there other platforms that might be better? The most obvious alternative to explore right now is TikTok. Because TikTok still has a lot of organic reach, the potential of reaching a lot more people. And that's why I wanted to sit down with somebody who has dedicated themselves to mastering TikTok. And that person is Lasse Christensen. And I had a brilliant conversation with him. He's so knowledgeable and he has a lot of gems for you as an artist who are already on TikTok or who want to get started. Please enjoy. Okay, so Lasse, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I've been looking forward to hearing everything that you know about TikTok for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
So I'm quite excited. So how did you get to be so involved with TikTok?
Well, I think back in 2020, I started posting a lot on TikTok, thought that it was an interesting platform, and suddenly I got a job within the industry, in the social media industry, at another company as head of social media. And I helped start up the TikTok department in the company. And we just saw that a lot of companies actually wanted to be on the platform and wanted to see what it was like being on TikTok, posting videos and stuff like that. And from there, I opened up my own company a couple of years later, helping brands like get attention on TikTok. And then like a half a year ago, I got contacted by Mickey Creatives asking if I wanted to be here as the COO, and I said yes to that. And so now I am here working with TikTok still.
So what do you think makes TikTok so exciting right now?
Several reasons. I mean, back in the days, we had Instagram, we had Facebook. In my opinion, Instagram was back then a place where you could post like pretty pictures, maybe a little bit of video material. And then suddenly TikTok came along, which is the fastest growing social media platform ever. It's a short format content platform, and it's really not anymore. But the cool thing about TikTok is that you can get a lot of reach. So people started posting and suddenly they got thousands of followers, engagement and stuff like that. And people could be more authentic with themselves and show the world what they are like. They didn't have to be pretty, saying superficial things and stuff like that. So I really think that's what makes TikTok very special at the moment. You can be very authentic and people like it.
So for those people out there that they really don't know about TikTok and haven't tried it and maybe haven't tried it a lot, but only heard about it, what is it?
Well, essentially, it's a video-based platform where you can post short-format content. And actually, today, you can post up to, I think, 30 minutes. So it's not really that short-format anymore. It's a platform where you can be wherever you, in whatever niche you are in, you can post videos. So I would say that in general, it's a video-based platform. I would maybe compare it to like Vine, the old Vine, but a little different still. You can post longer videos.
So generally, who are the users on TikTok right now? How old are they? And is that changing?
It is changing. And that's what we're seeing right now. I mean, whenever a new social media platform emerges, it's typically the first movers, the young people that adapt the platform. And that's what we saw on TikTok as well. It was the very young people who entered the platform. But right now we are seeing that it's leveling out a bit so that the older generation, which is me, like I'm 35, a lot of my generation is actually going on the platform right now. So it's not just small kids that are on the platform now. It's also people in their 30s and 40s and 50s even that enters the platform. So it's leveling out now.
So do you think that, you know, the same kind of dynamic is going to take place that, you know, we were on Facebook at some point, right? And now our grandparents are also on Facebook.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I'm not that person on Instagram anymore. I tend to go on TikTok instead. And I feel like maybe in 5-10 years, people will move on to something else, if not another company within TikTok. So yeah, of course, it's like a ecosystem of platforms. We see a lot of other platforms like Be Real, for example, that's also being popular. Snapchat is also popular. So there is already other platforms.
So of course I'm as old as you are, right? So when I think of TikTok, it's like a 5-second dance videos.
Yeah, yeah.
So how has that evolved, and how do companies and creative people and artists use TikTok?
Now, I understand why people think it's like a platform for young children, because back in 2018, TikTok merged with Musical.ly, which was basically a dancing app where you could share moments with your friends. But now, like years after, we are seeing that big brands are starting to enter the platform. And as a start, they did it for awareness possibilities. Like, I started up a big famous company here in Denmark. Now they have 100,000 followers and they make awareness content only. So that's one thing. Now I think because people are getting older, they tend to also buy a lot of stuff because they actually have money now. So people that want to sell things are also present on the platform right now. And you can be on TikTok no matter if you're an artist, if you like to paint, if you like to sing, if you like to dance, there is a spot for you on TikTok. And that's what I like about the platform. It's very like everybody can be who they are on the platform. And the thing about TikTok is it has a great algorithm. So I don't really follow people that much. I just go on my For You page, which is my desktop of videos I see. And the algorithm knows what kinds of videos I like. So I only get presented with videos that I've previously engaged with or that the algorithm thinks that I like. So that's what's really crazy about TikTok.
So the right way to see TikTok is that like every video is a new start, or can you build some kind of audience?
Yeah, sure. Definitely you can. And a lot of people have done that. Like, we represent more than 300 creators here in Mika Creatives, and they have built like their own universe. And that's what companies that are making inquiries of a campaign with us are doing. They buy into the creators' universe. That's what makes it so special. So when we get an inquiry for a company, they don't just want like generic campaign. They want to buy into the specific creator's universe because they create good videos. And we have a lot of creators that makes very different kinds of videos. And that's what they are buying into. Not just people saying buy this for this amount of dollars, whatever. They actually want a storyline with it. That's what I think is very cool about TikTok. You don't just sell. I mean, people buy from people, and we tend to want to buy from a person and not just a brand. So, and that's what I think TikTok is very good at. They actually have creators that has a brand that people like and love and are becoming fans of. And therefore, they also want to buy from them, and brands see that.
Okay. So let's imagine that you are an artist, mm-hmm. Or a creative,
yeah,
of any kind, and you would have to start over from scratch from TikTok.
Yeah.
What would be the things to think about?
A lot of things, actually. It's not enough just to be a good artist, in my opinion. Of course, that takes you a long way, but people want to connect with you. So you need to be present in your videos. You need to be authentic. We don't just want to hear about the ups in your life. We also want to hear about the downs. We want to know your story. And I really think if you show an authentic self, people will start following you, and they will also start seeing your crafts and what you can do.
So I think that the way that I know artists, like in general, they were like, oh, it should be about the art only. So maybe, right, I can show, I can go live and I can paint or do whatever I do. But do I also like have to tell my own story and show myself?
Well, of course, the art itself is an important part of being on TikTok. But I want to know the person, especially if I'm buying art. I also want to know the artist behind the art I'm buying. So therefore, I think it's very... like, you need to show your personality as well. But of course, you can go live and paint and answer questions while you paint. Or maybe you could get requests from your followers, like, what should I paint? I'm going to paint a original painting right now for this specific follower. What do you want me to do? And they could just type in, I want you to do this or that and stuff like that. So you could personalize the experience on lives, for example.
Should artists have like a specific goal coming on TikTok?
I mean, the thing about TikTok is if you make ads that look like ads, they don't want to buy from you. I mean, TikTok itself says don't make ads, make TikToks. That's like their tagline. And I really like that because it's not just about selling, and you can always sell, but I think it's easier for an artist to sell if people actually like who you are. Because I honestly don't want to buy from an artist that I hate. I want to buy from them because I like who they are. Maybe they're an up-and-coming artist. I want to support them. So in my opinion, and I know from like the communities on TikTok, they really buy into people and not just the craft of this and the skills, basically.
Do you have any like specific content ideas?
Or I mean, I really think that the live format is very undervalued. I mean, not a lot of brands do lives. And I believe that especially artists could benefit of going live. They could, again, take in requests from followers. How should I do that? What should I do? Answer questions, do Q&As. Like, this is the perfect format for people to get to know you. Could also be, for example, I don't know how to mix and match colors. I don't know if you take green and yellow, what kind of color it gets to be. So teach people how to paint, basically. I think that could be quite funny, actually. I would follow a profile like that.
So as far as I know, you need to have 1,000 followers before you can go live.
You do.
And I've tried myself to get to 1,000 and I succeeded. But how do you go about getting followers, basically, live?
It's a good question. I mean, I would start by being very honest, very authentic. I mean, me and my girlfriend, when we went out into the world for 10 months, we documented our trip and we posted one video. And like within 24 hours, we had like 6,000 followers. Because we made a really authentic video telling about our story. And like, we just had 6,000 followers within 24 hours. And we wouldn't have had that if we weren't being authentic. I believe maybe in the start, you should think about quantity over quality, which sounds a little weird, but make videos, see what fits you and what you like to talk about and do, and then just do more of that. If you see it gets a lot of engagement, do more of that. But I really think that authenticity is the key word.
So when I was creating my profile, I thought a lot about what to put in the bio on TikTok. So two questions. Yeah. Is the bio important? Do people look at it at all? And what should I put in it?
I think it's important, but then again, not. Because whenever I'm on TikTok, I'm only on my For You page. Mm. And if I really like a creator, I go into the profile and see what other kinds of video do they have. But it's not that often I do that, but I do think the bio is important. It's like your why. Why should people follow you? Who are you? And you only have 150 characters, so you need to do it very specific. I think it's important, but I wouldn't do that much about it, honestly.
Is it allowed to have an external link in your bio? Or do you get punished by that?
No, you can. I mean, but I think you need to have 1,000 followers to have that. A lot of people have like a link tree where they collect all of the links, which is a good idea.
It appears to me that like trends and trending sounds are very important on TikTok. How do you kind of like lean into that without doing the same as everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, sound is a very important part of TikTok. And now Universal just withdrew all of the music from Universal, which is, I think, sometimes a good thing because a lot of up and coming artists can actually get some space on TikTok. But if you ask me maybe 2 years ago, I would say that doing trends that everybody else do was very important. You just had to do your own spin on it. I don't think it's that important anymore because you need to make original content. I do, however, think that doing trends, things that are popular, can actually contribute to engagement on your profile if you do like your own spin on it. So using trending content can actually help you get further out in like the TikTok space and also doing trends. But I would be very cautious of not just doing it because you have to do it. You have to do your own spin on them now. Like original content is a key factor on TikTok now. Like 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, you could do what everybody else did and still get a good amount of followers or engagement because there weren't really that many people on the platform yet. So again, I mean, I've said it a couple of times, authenticity is just the key word on TikTok. And you can do trends that everybody else do, just do it in your own way.
When I'm scrolling on TikTok, of course, there's a lot of competition for my attention. So it seems to me like the very beginning, the hook is very important. So how should you think about that to make people actually stop?
Yeah, I would recommend that the hook is within the first 3 seconds. Like if you don't manage to capture the attention of your viewer and within a couple of seconds, they will scroll further on. And you can do that by saying certain kinds of stuff. You can do that by maybe have some editing tools, stuff like that. It doesn't really matter how you do it. It just needs, of course, to go with your style of making content. So for example, a lot of people are saying something that captures the attention of the viewer. I like the editing part of TikTok, like editing maybe some cool visual effects or something like that. But I think actually when you do a good hook within the first couple of seconds, you need to also do several more hooks afterwards in order to keep them in your video, because I mean, our attention span is just so short. So I could watch a video, like a 10 minutes video on TikTok, but it needs to like capture my interest all the time. Otherwise, I'm just scrolling on. So it could be, again, editing, something that you say, colors, anything like that. My KPI would never be to get a lot of followers, because you could have 5 followers and get millions of views on a video. If people see a video and they engage with it, TikTok will push it out to more people.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter how many followers you have, but again, it does in some way. If you have a million followers, of course, your platform will be bigger. But I mean, I got 400,000 views in my first TikTok just because it was a fucking good video and people engage with it. If people like the person you are, they will engage with your content. And I think, in my opinion, the hook is important, but you could always just say something outrageous and people would start engaging, but it's not really a good form of engagement. So I would say something that feels natural. And it doesn't really matter if your hook is like, I'll show you in 10 seconds how to blend colors. That could be a hook for somebody and somebody would keep watching your video. Yeah. I would like to know more about it. So that would be a good kind of video for me. So a hook could be different compared to who you want to reach.
Did you think that all the content that you do on TikTok should fit together or have some kind of aesthetic? Or could you do like one thing there and one thing there? Or is that only from the beginning? Or
no, I believe you can. But I mean, often like with our creators here at Miki Creatives, they have their own universe. So of course they make content that fits in within the universe they have created. But it's not very often that I actually go into people's profile and see more videos. It's only if I really like them. Maybe do a lot of different kinds of videos to start with, and then just you can see what kind of video your audience like to engage with and what you feel comfortable making. So as a start, I would just post whatever I feel like and see what sticks, to be honest.
Is there any like length of video which is good right now at this point?
I mean, a lot of data shows that the sweet spot is within 20 to 30 seconds. But I mean, for me, if it's an interesting video, I don't care if it's 1 minute or 30 minutes. I mean, sometimes I watch shows that are 40 minutes on Netflix. So I mean, if it's interesting enough, I will keep watching. Another content creator, which we unfortunately don't have within Miki Creatives, she's called Sonia Lowdale. And she makes video upwards to like 10 minutes. And I keep watching them because I find them interesting. So as long as you can keep me hooked, I will watch. And I think that's the same with other people on the platform. But 20 to 30 seconds is always good. I mean, if you are part of the creator program, which is not a thing in Denmark yet, they only pay you after 1 minute. So TikTok wants you to make longer format videos now.
Is that because they want to make money on ads?
Sure.
And eventually put ads in the TikToks?
They are doing that right now. Yeah. We see a lot of ads on TikTok. It is what it is. We make a lot of ads as well, but we blend it in within the universe of the creator in a nice way, because like classic ads on TikTok, in my opinion, doesn't work. If it looks like an ad, I'm scrolling. I need to see authentic content. And for me, it's much more powerful if a creator tells about the product than if the company itself tells about the product, because it's a form of like, I trust you. So if you're talking about this product, I trust the product as well. But I don't know the brand, but I know the content creator and I trust them.
So I did a little digging on you. You did a very popular video on TikTok where you counted M&Ms.
Oh yeah, I did.
because the company behind said that there's so many of this color that you checked on
that.
So how did you get that idea? How did it happen?
Well, I don't know. I just saw the video and was like, I need to see if that's true. Like they said that red colors in M&Ms is like 30% of the packaging and the green one is X amount of percentages. And I just bought a packet. Like it was a quick idea I just got. And I think it had like maybe 200,000 or 300,000 views within a couple of days. So that was just something I did because it was fun. That is sometimes how people make videos on TikTok. I follow a lot of content creators that just make content like in the moment. And I love it because they have like a nice personality and that works for them. I mean, here at Miki Creatives, we spent a lot of time creating concepts. So it really depends on the situation, I guess.
So how much does like the production value of your TikTok matters?
I mean, it depends. I would always recommend that you use like your iPhone to record, basically. I mean, if you take pictures of the nature and stuff like that, videos, whatever, you need, of course, a good camera and stuff like that. And you can post that on TikTok and that could definitely work. But I mean, I always use my iPhone. And I know that a lot of our creators also do that. So the production value needs to be good, but it does need to be good in terms of like the actual resolution. As long as you say something that I resonate with, that's the most important part, in my opinion.
How do you think that people undervalue? Mm-hmm. What do you think they misunderstand about TikTok?
There are several factors that I think both businesses and people underestimate about TikTok, and that's the reach. I mean, people can get huge amount of reach on the platform. Again, I didn't have any followers. I got 200,000 or 300,000 views on one video. We're actually seeing right now a girl, she's lip syncing to a song and it's not really anything special. And she has like 600 million views on that specific video right now, like 50 million likes. It's insane how quick and fast you can get reach on TikTok if you make something that are good. And this video is not even good. So, but people just started engage with it. So TikTok determined that this must be interesting. I'm going to push it out to more people. So the reach factor is something that I think people are underestimating. I don't get near as much reach on Instagram as I do on TikTok. Even though I tailored the specific piece of content to Instagram, it's nothing near what I'm getting on TikTok. That's why I'm not on Instagram that much. And I also think that the demographic of the people entering TikTok right now actually has money. So you can sell your things on TikTok. We are seeing several times that small businesses on TikTok are selling out. People like the content creator, they make products and they sell out within minutes. We've seen that several times, both in Denmark and international. People need to start realizing that you can get a lot of reach and you can actually sell your product. Of course, maybe you can't sell a Picasso painting, but I mean, you can definitely sell your art on TikTok as well. And people are doing that international as well.
I've heard about something called TikTok stores.
Yeah.
Is that useful or not yet? Or how do you see that?
I don't believe they have it in Denmark yet, but it's a genius idea. I mean, you can buy off of TikTok in an instant. So when you have like a certain emotion because you've seen a video, you can also buy the product. You're already in that specific state of mind. So that's genius. I mean,
so as an artist, you would have to within TikTok put your art up.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that in Denmark yet. You can do that international, but it will come to Denmark eventually. Now you can have like an instant page where they can see more about your product and like link to your actual web page.
Yeah,
but you can also just do normal links to your web page from your ads or whatever.
You mentioned the creator program also.
Yeah,
what's that and how do you get into it?
In the States or in other countries that actually has the program, you have to have a certain amount of followers. You have to have a certain amount of views over a period of time. And if you have that, you can just enter the program and you'll get like paid for, I think it's like whenever you get like 1 million views or 1,000 views, you'll get paid a certain amount of dollars, a fixed amount. So I think maybe brand deals is also something that people do. Obviously, we have 300 creators an hour in like within Miki Creative. So that's also a way you can earn money.
So how would that work for those that don't know?
Well, we get an inquiry from a company wanting to do like a campaign and they need to have, let's just say, 10 different kinds of influencers or creators. So our job is to find a perfect match, like what kind of universe fits to this specific brand. And then we help the creator and the brand creating like the concepts around the product and post it, help them post.
Do you like represent a specific group of creators or do you, you know, go out into the wild and find the right creators?
We go out and find them and sometimes they get into contact with us. We have a lot of different kinds of influencers. So we can also cater a lot of different kinds of companies as well.
Okay, that's very interesting. Mm. I know that there have been some proposals in the US to ban TikTok. So could you talk a little bit more about that and what it would mean for also the rest of the world? I know that TikTok is banned in India, but what would happen if this gets banned in the US?
It's a very difficult question. I mean, it has already been like half passed and it needs to go through the representative house, I think it's called. And if it gets passed there, I believe that they need to sell off the company within 6 months. Otherwise, it will get banned in the US. I think definitely it will have an impact, but it is only like maybe 10% of the total people that are on TikTok. So I don't think it will, like, TikTok will be something that we forget about. I think it will flourish out of the US then. But of course, it will have some sort of effect on the global market within TikTok. Definitely, we see a lot of great content creators. And also, there is like 5 million small businesses on TikTok in the US. So it will have like a devastating consequences for those companies that benefit off of TikTok, 100% maybe. So I don't believe that it will get banned because this is a platform where people can be who they are. They can speak their mind and stuff like that. And I think it's very important that we have a platform like TikTok. I don't believe that Instagram and Facebook are what people want in that way. I think TikTok is very unique and we need to have it in our lives, not just because it's TikTok, but because it's a platform where you can actually be who you are and have your opinions, and people are being okay with that.
Is there anything that you would like to add or mention or suggest before we wrap up?
Well, I think starting out on TikTok, you need to stop worrying about how many followers you have. You need to make good content. If you make good content, you will get a community. And I mean, I see a lot of videos on TikTok, and that doesn't mean that I follow this specific content creator, because I know that if I engage with the content, the algorithm will bring me back. So as long as you create content that people want to engage with, and that could be like following your account, commenting, sharing, all that kinds of stuff, they will see your content again. So just be who you are. You don't have to have like any, don't have any ideas on who you should be on TikTok. Just be who you are. If you make good content, people will come back, basically. I believe that.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.